Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
I don't know if this is the place, if this is the forum where you want to be saying this kind of garbage.
So my client the other day was like, oh, I have someone in mind for you. I think you should meet them. I think you guys would be a great couple.
Let that be a warning to you.
She may think it's funny, but that's a red flag.
Okay, this is where I want to start on this one. Look at all the accessories. Look at the ghetto nails. Look at the 20,000 bracelets on her wrists. The double necklaces, the big earrings, the big shades to hide her wrinkles. This is all just one big pile of ridiculousness.
It's unbelievable. Just this dense, just fucking, just ridiculous. I
wonder how long it takes for her to get ready to come outside like this.
You don't really want to know.
Long enough where if you're a man, you're going to get really annoyed with it. Like, can you just skip the accessories today, bitch, and just can we leave and get to the movie on time? You don't need 12 bracelets on your wrist for us to go to the movies. You don't need 2 wrapper chains for us to go to the mall. I'm just already annoyed off top before I even get into what she's talking about.
I'm like, hey, first off, I don't want a relationship. The last man destroyed me. Second, what? And she said, yes, he looks like Russell Crowe. And I'm like, okay, is it like A Beautiful Mind Russell Crowe? Is it Gladiator Russell Crowe?
Did you know that I can see you?
The audacity.
So she's so good, she has to ask which Russell Crowe it is. Because she's 40 and single and still dating guys who destroy her at this age. But she's too good for a certain Russell Crowe from a certain movie. You gotta be kidding. There's no good reason that a woman is single at 40 plus. Especially when she says, my last boyfriend was a disaster and he destroyed me. You're still dating bad boys at 40. You're a loser, ma'am. There's no good reason for a man to date you and take you serious.
That is a scientific fact.
Just from this short video, I could tell you're a train wreck. And you're talking about you don't want a relationship right now, yada, yada, yada. But I'm sure you talked enough about being in a relationship or your relationship woes with this particular client where they felt, you know, comfortable enough to suggest you someone. So this is a lie. Mature, normal people don't tell all their business to their clients.
Duh. Once it hits you, you just can't unsee it. The things you learn when you watch a moron.
But women just can't help but run off at their mouth. And then they complain about the consequences that come from them running off at their mouth.
Or is it Sleeping Dogs, Russell Crowe? Very different Russell Crowe's. And also, Russell Crowe is 60.
That's too damn bad!
Now, I don't have a thing with age, but my mom is 60. And I'm a wee baby child at 40. And I don't.
When it comes to women getting older, after 35, 20 years older isn't anything crazy. Men in your age bracket can do younger and better than you. You would be blessed to get a 60-year-old man with his stuff together to take you serious. He would be settling for you. A 70-year-old man with his stuff together would be settling for you. Knock it off.
I don't know about 60-year-old stuff. So she's like, yeah, but you guys would get along great. You just can't talk about politics. And I said, I'm sorry, what? And she's like, yeah, so you're kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum. And I said, oh, is he a person? And she's like, yeah, so you just can't talk about politics. I'm like, who has a relationship and they can't discuss politics?
No man wants to talk politics with you, regardless of who it is. I don't think men want to sit around with their women and talk politics.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
And here's the thing. Most women want a strong, dominant, alpha leader who's ambitious, yada, yada, yada. Usually those guys are conservative. These women want some super alpha who's also super liberal. It just don't go. They want things that are completely opposite of each other.
And she also said, well, he has money. And I'm like, and? I don't care if he has money.
What are the lies that you're hearing that disturb you most?
Oh my God.
all of them.
Man, what that retirement look like? Since you're talking about you don't care about money and yada, yada, yada. I'm not saying she should date a guy just because he has money. But come on, he looks like Russell Crowe and he has money. Here's the thing. These women are considering the fact that he probably won't like her. She's talking all this stuff about, oh, I wouldn't date him, I wouldn't date him. Who's to say he would like you, even if he did get introduced to you?
Well, we're waiting.
Yeah, I'm sure a guy who's loaded, looks like Russell Crowe, and is super liberal is going to find you, and you're going to be happy you held out and didn't take this guy.
She's like, well, just don't talk about it because he has money. And I'm like, what the... I can't. I said, you really expect me to date someone and not be able to talk about politics? And she's like, yeah, you just don't talk about it. And I said, who in their right mind thinks that it's okay to not discuss a huge thing?
I mean, man, why are you 40 and have braces? I mean, I guess it matches your, you know, mental maturity. Your mental maturity and your braces go together, you know? Mentally, you're 15, your braces give 15.
True evolution, that true growth as a human, it just isn't there. I'm living my nightmare.
It is a monster. It's in my head. Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams a week that won't be available to my regular subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete Alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
What's something you'll get a lot of hate for if you say it out loud?
Men quit on relationships long before women quit on marriages.
This bullshit has some broader implications.
No, men never thought about a relationship with you. They quit on you after they hit the scans. How about that? It was never a relationship. That's where you got it all wrong.
Somebody done told you wrong.
Men rarely leave relationships. I mean real relationships, not situationships, not flings, not F-buddies. But whatever you got to tell yourself to sleep at night, hon.
I can't believe it's over between you two.
Would you want to be with a psycho, bipolar, multi-personality, stalker, crazy sociopath?
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, most women would. If he's tall and super hot. They don't care about all that other stuff. Plus, they got drama to talk about with their friends. So he's tall, he's hot, good sex, and all that stuff. Yeah, they would love it.
Neither did he.
This is how you only attract healthy men, and this is how you learn to only attract healthy women into your life.
Oh, I really got your attention now.
Not really, no.
How you do it is that you start to see the difference between attracting and entertaining. Because you will always attract naturally everyone and everything. I promise you, I have everyone here from A to W.
Right.
Well, yeah, most people can't attract everything. Because most people aren't particularly attractive. I would say she's above average attractiveness. So, here's the thing. Good-looking people giving dating advice is kind of just silly. Especially a woman giving dating advice. A good-looking woman? Yeah. They're the most entitled. They have the best results just by existing. But they think they're actually doing something. Look, if you're a pretty woman, you're not doing anything in the dating market to get good results other than existing. You're not funny. You're not charismatic. You know, you're probably not a good person.
You don't know that.
So whatever methods you think you employ... Look, they're null and void. Bars. If anything, if you're going to take advice from somebody on dating, take advice from an ugly guy who still managed to pull women. That's something that's impressive. An ugly short guy who still kill it with the ladies. Now, that's somebody who employed some tactics and methods that are worth paying for.
You're going to learn today.
Attracting. But here's the secret. It is to realize that it is a huge difference between attracting and entertaining.
Oh, yeah, right. God.
The reason you want it so badly is because future you has it, and future you is looking at you right now and is egging you on.
Ooh.
You, at some point in the future, are going to look back at you now and you're going to be so proud. Because, yeah, it's cool to be the one that has all the things that you want, but it's cooler to be the version of you who toughed out all the shit that you had to get through to get there.
Taking advice from a girl like this is like taking advice from a dude who's been in 18 car accidents last month on how not to get in a car accident. Like, that motherfucker don't know because he's been getting in car accidents all month. Right? Don't ask him. Ask somebody with a clean driving record. You see what I'm saying? This is just sick and sad, man. This is sad.
Look, usually future woman is worse than past woman. There's not usually a situation where the future woman is better off and she's egging on past woman from a different parallel universe. The future woman is looking through the magical mirror of past and crying, wishing she could still look like that, if anything.
Here's some things that my soon-to-be ex-husband used to do that I didn't realize wasn't normal until after I left. When the Wi-Fi guy came to install our internet, he made me FaceTime him the entire time because he said that I might try and sleep with him.
Well, yeah, that's definitely not normal. Guys definitely don't do that. That's fucking weird. Like, somebody really did hurt this guy and he hasn't recovered. Don't ever let a bitch get you like this for your future relationships. You gotta come in with an open heart and just give her a clean slate. Wait, what am I talking about? Don't trust none of these bitches. But don't do stuff like this because this is just pathetic. FaceTime to make sure, you know, you don't cheat with them. Let her cheat with them if she want to cheat with them. You'll find out something eventually. That's too much time and energy thinking about this bitch. Way too much time and energy.
And then he still accused me of sleeping with him, saying that I could have slept with him before I called him or after I hung up the phone. Didn't tell me happy birthday until right before I fell asleep on my birthday, 2 months after we got married.
What? Oh no!
No. She's gonna make it seem like he was this perfect angel and all this just started after they got married. That is bullshit. He was on this same nonsense before they got married, but she thought a wedding ring would change him. You knew who he was before you married him. Cut it out. We don't want to hear it now.
So fucking cry, bitch. I don't give a fuck. It's funny, if anything.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flag.